in this war. Depend upon me. Look unto me as the captain of your faith, and I will continually lead and guide you into all truth, saith the Spirit of truth. For my truth begins from my word, but from my word proceeds a wisdom for the winning of your life and the winning of your war. For not all things that are of truth are thus saith the Lord, but are backed up by my word, saith the Spirit of truth. For in truth is health and healing, and the manifestation of my righteousness. The foundation of my truth is my word, but from my word proceeds all the wisdom for you to win in the war, saith the Spirit of grace. So take heed and build upon my word, but do not be religious. Do not take the religious mind, but let my Spirit speak to you in the most minute of things in your life that you would win, saith the Spirit of grace. Let my Spirit be a companion to you and a friend to you. Did I not say that I will not leave you comfortless? I go away, but I give you the Holy Spirit. For if I were here on this earth and walking with you through your test and trial, would I not respond to you and give you all the wisdom you need to win in this? And would you not say, this is coming from me, the Word? For I say unto you, when you take heed to Him, you're taking heed to me. Listen to His voice. Depend upon His voice. For He desires to instruct you in all of your coming and your going. When I spoke through my Proverbs and I said just what you heard tonight, that those who exalt wisdom will be exalted. Who is wisdom but my Spirit among you to speak to you and to lead and to guide you into all truth? And that truth is not just the revelation that you point to Scripture and say, this is truth revealed in Revelation. But that truth comes up out of all revelation to speak to you and to guide all the personal places of your life with wisdom and instruction that you may win in the war, saith the Spirit of grace. For the war is not only here, but the war is coming. But there will be those who will evolve out of this war, and there will be those who will thrive out of this war, and there will be those who will run and not be weary in the days ahead. But they will be those, mark them, saith the Spirit of grace, mark them. Let them be examples to you and follow thereafter. They will be those who find the intimacy of the Holy Spirit more important to them than any instruction of man. And they will depend upon me and listen to His voice. They will run and not be weary. Neither will they fail for fear, because their hearts are encompassed in my love, saith the Spirit of grace. For I speak to you often. For many of you ask for direction. And I am speaking. But much of my voice is allowed to go away with the alternative of your thoughts. But listen. And I hear the Lord saying, listen to the things that you hear. Mostly when your mind gets quiet. And in the early part of your morning, especially after waking, listen to the instruction of the Lord. Listen to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. For He does not want you to fail, saith the Spirit of grace. The first place I come to you is because I am the Father of all spirits. As I come to your spirit. But do you not know that the intercession that the Holy Spirit is making for you is profitable for you in all areas of your life? It is not just in that place in the Spirit, but it comes forth and evolves into every place in your life. For if you are troubled in your mind, then I cannot get over to you and be through you the profitable servant that I desire and the father relationship that I desire to have with you. If you are sick in your body, it is my utmost desire to bring forth healing and restoration so that this is not a distraction to you. If you are burdened down with lack and the fear thereof, it is my utmost desire to bring forth instruction out of my spirit to show you how and to prove to you as a father that your best interest is at my heart at all times, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not fear, for I am meek and lowly. Come and trust me. My meekness and lowliness of heart was this, that I can come to you at any level. For many aspire to great spiritual things and yet are weak in the lowliest things. I desire to minister to you at the very roots of your life. I can do all the things that I have ever prophesied through you in a very short time. But you are on my heart. For I desire healed vessels. I desire vessels that are filled with life and are fearless. Be strengthened by my words. Be strengthened by my peace. Hallelujah, Jesus.